Hallelujah. First of all, I'll give thanks to God for PPC. When I came from Ghana to the United States, PPC welcomed me with cake, so I thank God for the gift of PPC. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life. We give you all the praise. As we are coming to listen to your word, give us wisdom from above so that we can understand what you have for us. We give you all the praise. Amen.
Amen.
Today, our sermon title is Speak to the Problem. Matthew 17, verse 20 says, So Jesus said to them, If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Well, I won't question that what Jesus said is literally true. I think the primary lesson he meant for us to understand is that a mountain is anything standing in our way, which we will call a problem. Lot of people speak to God about their problems, but not many people speak to their problems and tell them to be gone. It is not wrong to discuss things with God, but that is not all we should do. Jesus spoke to problems and he instructed us to speak to things we want removed from our lives. Luke 17 verse 6 says, And the Lord said, If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. You may think it's strange to speak to things, but God created this world and he knows how everything is designed to work. So when Jesus told us to speak to our problems, we should realize that he knows how things operate. The reason it seems strange to us is that we have not known the ways of God. God loves us even when we don't follow his instructions, but we cannot expect good results in our lives when we refuse to follow God's instructions. Think of this. What is God telling you? And are you humble enough to hear it? Whatever problem you face, speak it and tell it what you want it to do. Be gone. I refuse to follow you. Get out of my life. Matthew 18:18 says, I promise you that God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but he will not allow anything you don't allow. As a child of God in union with Jesus Christ, you have authority over every works of the enemy and everything that will harm you. Luke 10:19 says, Because you have been given authority, you have to use it. You are supposed to choose what you allow in your life. In fact, you do choose, whether you realize it or not. But most of us, out of ignorance, thought our only choice was to just accept whatever happened. We do not know any better, but now we are learning so we can make new choices and see better results. Think of this also. Where do you need to be authoritative? to the mountains in your life. Amen.